WWE Universe, don't think for one second that Dean Ambrose's win over Kevin Owens for the Intercontinental title at TLC is going to change anything. The Intercontinental title is still in flux. There will still be a revolving door of champions. It will not be the belt that everyone wants it to be, or the belt that it needs to be, which essentially is a glorified WCW TV title. And I'm sure I just pissed a bunch of people off right now by comparing the WCW TV title and the WWE Intercontinental title, but think of it this way. The Intercontinental title is a title that should be defended every single Raw, regardless of storyline development, regardless of anything. What John Cena did for the United States title was huge, but it all went out the window when he lost the title. For that little while, the United States title was pretty damn cool. So even though you knew Cena was somebody that should be World Heavyweight Champion, seeing him defend the belt against all of these guys from Sami Zayn, Zack Ryder, all these guys that had that Intercontinental title pedigree, these up-and-comers, the workers, those are the guys that should be wrestling for the Intercontinental title. When Daniel Bryan won the belt, he was supposed to be that guy that did the same exact thing for the Intercontinental title, but that kind of went out the window, so you had a whole bunch of people holding the title, and now, after Ryback and Kevin Owens, the belt falls into the lap of Dean Ambrose, who is incredibly charismatic, is a lot of fun to watch on the mic. He can definitely work in the ring, but he's not a Kevin Owens. He's not a guy that could go out and have a five-star match, unless the person that he's working with is someone like a Kevin Owens. And that's the thing that kind of sucks in the end, because his match with Owens at TLC felt very similar to previous matches that they've had. So he countered the pop-up powerbomb into a Hurricanrana, an incredibly sloppy Hurricanrana. And let's not forget here that the Dirty Deeds is a double-arm DDT. It's not exactly a sexy finisher. And sure, he's got a bunch of nice setup moves. He's got that flipping clothesline. He's got the elbow drop, like, splash. He's got a bunch of nice little trinkets in his toolbox, but he does not have that finisher that you go, oh, man, that's over. People have kicked out of the Dirty Deeds before, and people will continue to kick out of the Dirty Deeds. And I'm sure you're saying, oh, well, everyone kicks out of every finisher. There are finishers out there that people do not kick out of. Take Baron Corbin, for instance, somebody from NXT. No one's going to kick out of the End of Days in NXT, and when he gets to WWE, it's going to be a long time before anyone kicks out of that maneuver. Dean Ambrose doesn't have that kind of power and precision in his moveset yet. So even though he's going to sell a lot of t-shirts, and he's going to cut some cool promos, and he's probably going to get in a couple of decent feuds as IC champion, he's not going to be that IC champion that uses it as a springboard to get to the world title. He's going to get screwed out of the IC title by somebody in the League of Nations, probably like a Rusev or somebody like that, and then the League of Nations will have all three singles titles, and that'll be that. And it's sad because he is one of the top guys in the WWE right now, especially with all of the injuries, but he doesn't have that X factor yet. I mean, if you watch his stuff in FCW, the stuff that he did before The Shield with Steven Regal, William Regal, whatever you want to call him, that's the kind of stuff that he needs to get back to. And I'm sure everyone loves the Lunatic Fringe, and he can still have that character, but he needs to be a little bit more methodical and cut longer promos that aren't cliche-ridden. He needs to get back to that. And if he does that, mixes in a couple other moves, and I hate to say this because you're almost like rebranding a guy that's successful, but he needs a new finisher. He needs a finisher that people go, oh, Ambrose is going to fight. I want to see that. Because right now, when Ambrose comes out and you see him, he's great in the ring, but you want to hear him talk. So he's got to differentiate and balance himself out a little bit more. Otherwise, you're just going to have the revolving door of Intercontinental title holders continue. It's going to be boring, like it already is. It's incredibly boring. Kind of like the way this podcast has gone, because I'm repeating the same things over and over again. Ambrose is great, but he's not great enough. It's like watching Stone Cold in WCW. You knew the guy was going to be great, but he wasn't. So then what do you do to fix the guy? And then you say, oh, well, he's been successful. We shouldn't have to change him. But you kind of have to in order for him and the company to be as productive and efficient and intriguing as possible. So even though he won and fans went nuts, there's a silver lining here. It could be even better.